Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Well, I've got good news and I've got bad news.
Mm.
The good news is it's time for news or nope.
Ooh. What's the best news?
Erica's back, so the jingle's going to suck.
News. News. No. No! News! No! News!
No! How dare you? I haven't sucked in at least 4 months.
Or nope.
News or nope? Has anybody used any nopes? I believe I used Erica's.
Negative.
No,
one of the days.
That's not how this works.
I used one of the. You snooze, you lose, girl. That's what happens.
I will.
It's news or nope. It's actually news, but if one of us doesn't like it, we can nope it.
Oh, good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome back to me. Welcome to the program.
Okay. I don't know if you missed yesterday, but yesterday Erin got a talking to because she...
That's why I didn't go today.
She went 2 days in a row without a welcome to the program.
Oh, well, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
No, I did not listen to you yesterday. Sorry. Okay. There seems to be a bit of conspiracy on this season of Dancing with the Stars.
Oh my gosh, I'm
you
so
know
invested.
All about it.
Yes.
Okay, first of all, this season Hack, is the best season of Dancing with the Stars that has ever existed. There is no doubt about it.
Maybe
that.
Not ever, but in a long time.
Give
in
me an
at
N.
least 10 years.
Give me an O.
Well, this includes a...
Give me a P.
This does include a spoiler for this week, so if you haven't watched it yet, just literally turn down your volume for 25 seconds. What is his name? Oh, Scott Hoying from Pentatonix went home this week.
Okay. Is he the blonde guy?
He is. Something very interesting came to light of TikTokers. He's got a tour that starts in 2 weeks.
Oh.
There's no way he could have stayed on the show because they're touring the entire country. They're coming here. I can't remember what day.
Yeah, we were giving away tickets.
And people believe that this was
planned.
And because Andy Richter is still on the show and they're like, come on, man, he's...
Yeah.
He's not that good.
And he's terrible, right?
He's so sweet.
He's so
watch.
Cute, but like
can't dance.
Skilled wise. And that's kind of, that's the point of the show that we're at. Is like, it's all on skill.
You got to be good.
Competitive. Yeah.
Okay.
I think that this will be the most competitive continuation of the season we've ever seen.
Are you guys, you really just, you have this kind of time, huh?
I actually haven't even watched last night's episode.
It's just wild to me.
Like, you don't understand. You don't know what it's like to be a woman between about 25 and 50.
Actually,
you might kind of understand. Usually,
I am a woman between 25 and 50.
There's something about watching Dylan Efron move his body that way.
Robert Irwin.
Yes,
his
Robert
dedication
Irwin.
Dance. I could cry just thinking
did,
about
did
it.
Did you see that when he was covering his ears so he didn't hear
and
that?
And did you know that Derek Huff did that to Bindi when she was on?
Oh.
Yeah.
So that they didn't, he didn't hear the dedication and get very upset. Anyway. You should watch.
You already got me into Love is Blind. I'm not doing another one.
Oh, we got him on another one.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing Dancing with the Stars. I'm not doing it.
Okay, good evening.
Good evening.
Maybe one that you will like. Chip and Joanna Gaines are taking Fixer Upper on the road, specifically the road in Colorado.
I've heard this, but it's too late to get on, I've heard.
I think so.
Because they've already picked a spot.
Yeah. It's a three-part series that's going to feature a renovation from a 1960s mountain home in Colorado.
No. They've never... Here's the weird thing. Do you know where they are?
Really, really random place in Texas.
It's not all that random. It's Waco, you guys. Do you know what Waco is?
No. Yeah.
I don't.
Were you not born yet? Waco was like David Koresh was a cult leader, had a compound there. Like the government went in and like surrounded it. And they were like, hey, come out. You got a bunch of children in there and stuff. And they were like, they hunkered down. And then the government like drove a tank like too close. And the government says they didn't do it. And Koresh's people said they didn't do it. Lit a fire and killed, I think, everyone inside. Waco was like the biggest slaughter of a cult.
Yep.
And then Chip and Joanna said, you know
they just live there. And it's a bunch of dilapidated old homes that they can just go in and go, we'll make that not suck. We'll make. But then I thought they like did other places. They've never done anywhere but Waco.
Really?
Literally never ventured out of Waco until this house in Colorado.
Where in Colorado is this?
It's in the mountains. It just says a mountain home. Okay. I'm not sure exactly.
I don't think they want us to know because if you don't know this about me, Erica, this is your moment. I truly believe with every fiber of my being that Chip and I would be really good friends.
So they don't want anyone to know specifically so that
they don't
you
want
don't
me to know yeah. because okay. I will just take time off of work and just be like, hey, Chip, what's going on, man? You need some help? You want me to help you demo that?
But what do you mean it's too late to get a spot?
Like, I would want like them to come do my house.
Yeah.
They've picked, what, they're doing one home
or
they're going to start?
Three-part series about this one home.
I think it's going to premiere on December 6th, if I'm not mistaken.
So that means they're here now, then.
Or it's
gotta
done.
Be.
Or it's done, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What maybe they could release the address of the home now. So that
if anybody happens to have met them while they were here and maybe has Chip's number, just hit us up.
Why do you think that?
You don't think... Do you ever watch the show?
I haven't in like
Chip
years.
And I are very similar.
Okay.
Come on.
You are.
Chip. Please. Buddy.
Good evening. Good evening. We don't often speak ill of the dead on this show.
Oh, God.
But Diane Keaton, what are you doing? Oh. She left $5 million to her dog.
And you know what? Here. No. I almost just swore.
She's got Diane Keaton's dead?
She passed away, unfortunately.
It just happened.
Really?
Yeah.
Was she the glove-wearing one? Did she wear gloves a lot?
She was like 78, and she was just fabulous. She was in all the Nancy Myers, mm-hmm, not all.
Yeah.
She was in like
but she had a $100 million fortune, and she left $5 million with an M, million dollars, to her dog.
The dog was used to that sort of lifestyle, bud.
The dog now gets everything. And
that money could go to help somebody. You're like, what are we doing? It's a dog.
I bet it's going to... Yes, the dog, servants. But whoever, exactly, yeah. Whoever's mm-hmm. going to take care of the dog, so you don't have to worry about buying food or whatever.
He's got, Reggie is the dog's name. He will have lifelong care, including a private home, professional caretakers, and ongoing support for animal charities. So that's the good part.
I would leave everything I've
$5 million for a dog, come on.
Everything I have right now to Swanson.
You don't have anything.
Not $5 million.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.